Following all adulting adults,
you're tuning into the Grown Up Podcast, a show I created to talk about the struggles of the new millennium and share different perspectives in order to make sense of being a grown up. Along the way, I search for independent music, businesses, and individuals who make a way for themselves in the content creating industry via podcasts, books, blogs, vlogs, and more to show that we should support each other's ideas instead of tear them down. Tune into the podcast monthly, and don't forget to follow me to stay up on new artists, new adventures, oh yeah, and more grown-up shit. Now, let's get to the episode.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
You just turned on. Naturally on a wave. Naturally on a wave. Better known as now. This is where independence is celebrated. So if you're ready to catch these waves, then let's go.
What's good, family? Before we get into today's Now Spotlight Artist interview, I have a quick update for you. But before we get into that, of course, I want to make sure I show my love to y'all, my fans, my listeners, subscribers. Thank y'all for tuning in to today's episode. And of course, make sure you head to the description below so you can check out Poet22, follow her, and tap in with the music that she's got out right now. Now, let's get into this update. The update is, thank you to God for opening up these doors for me that I'm able to now have resources. And thank you to my boss at E3 Radio. I have been able to elevate the Now Spotlight Artist segment. So I will be adding a video element, and it will be predominantly video element. So the audio that you're going to hear today is from the very first video that I am doing with this new resource and new update. So with all that being said, the Grown Up Podcast YouTube channel will be something different. So I would much appreciate if you head to the YouTube channel for Grown Up Podcast, hit that subscribe button, and check out these Now Spotlight Artist interviews. I am so thankful and grateful to be able to continue this segment and continue to support independent music. And I hope that you are supporting independent music as well. Okay. Let me stop talking and let's really get into the interview for real. All right, let's go. What's good, everybody? Welcome back to the Grown Up Podcast, where you already know what we do. We talk about that grown up shit and we celebrate independence. But today I got that Now Spotlight Artist interview for you, and I'm so happy that she's joining me. So I'm gonna stop talking and I'm gonna let her grace the stage here. And welcome, Poet22. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm well. I'm beautiful, as I said when we first got here on the call. You know what I mean? So I'm very excited and happy that you're joining me. So first and foremost, I'm going to have you say where you're from and what genre of music you do.
Well, I am from, I guess, Appleton, Wisconsin. My family is from the south side of Chicago, though, so I be repping both.
Okay.
And I do, because when I go back home, everybody know me on the block, so I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. But the type of music I would say that I make is R&B, soul, I guess, like, indie, when I want to get in that vibe. But yeah.
You mix it up a bit and kind of trying to find your sound. I feel that.
Yeah, we dabble in hip-hop.
I did. Okay, yeah. See, you got to mix it up. You got to see what makes what feels good in that moment. I feel that. So as a creative. So I did do my research on you. You know, I seen your past speaking interviews. So, you know, I won't, you know, get too like that. But, you know, I'm going to base my questions based off of my research. So let's get started. So originally you are a poet. And essentially, I would say that is your first love. So can you tell us the moment it felt like you could do more / reach a bigger audience with your poetry by turning it into music?
I would say when I started buying notebooks on purpose, because I have an entire collection of notebooks. It's really bad, honestly, low-key hoarding.
Okay.
But... when I started realizing the things that I was writing down, I did spoken word poetry in high school. And I would do it like at these events and stuff like that. And I did choir in like middle school, but I stopped it. I didn't like my choir teacher. And I was like, I'm going to hate choir now for the rest of my life. But I kept singing.
I felt that.
I kept singing. And then ended up doing something. Oh, I was involved with one of the programs through my high school. And they needed somebody to sing for something. And they were looking for kids. And I was like, I mean, I guess I can do a little ditty. Like I can,
I can do a little 1-2.
Exactly. And they basically made me audition, which is fair. Cause you know, you don't want to throw no kid up there in front of other, cause kids right. are mean. Kids are mean.
Oh yeah.
And I did that. They were like, okay, cool. Like, that's great. Also, why have you never told us that you could sing before? And I was like, I don't know. It never came up in conversation. Y'all didn't ask.
Right.
I ended up doing that event. And when I got down off of the stage, like, after that, I just remember being like, I want to sing. I was like, I want to keep singing.
Right.
So I would say from that moment forward is like when I genuinely started like actively pursuing a career as an independent artist, whatever that looked like as a high schooler. Singing in coffee shops.
Hey, if that's what it takes to get it started, that's what it takes to get it started, you know? But I definitely can relate to trying to figure out where your creative space is at. I originally thought I was going to get into television and be like a film producer and all that. And then I took an audio class and boom, here I am. So I can completely relate. And, you know, we just all trying to figure out where we're supposed to be and the steps we're trying to take in life. So I'm glad that you were able to step into the music, though, because the music that you're making.
We're gonna
get into it. All right. Absolutely. So before we get into more music questions, do you have a favorite poet?
A favorite poet? Okay. I wouldn't say that I necessarily
I had
have
to ask.
A... I know. And honestly, I'm surprised no one has asked me sooner. Like, you're the first person to ask me that. So I recently turned 22. Which is it's my lucky number. I feel very drawn in to that number. My 22nd birthday, my golden birthday was just like a really special year for me. Just because I specifically having this memory of me being in elementary school and everybody was like, when's your golden birthday? When's your golden birthday? And I was like, well, mine gonna be when I'm 22. So I'm gonna be grown and I can do whatever I want. And did it. And that's exactly what I did. So we had a ball for my 22nd. It was a lot. But I say all that to
Love
say
that
there's,
for
the,
you.
There's this poem by Lucille Clifton called Won't You Celebrate With Me, that I read it once and it's just like really stuck with me. And it's just about like every year / like every day waking up and knowing that all these things are out here trying to knock you down, but still actively choosing to like get up and celebrate yourself. And also knowing that like there's specifically this line in the poem that talks about like not having a role model and like you basically had to be your own role model. And I really resonate with that. Especially if I don't know about y'all, you know what I mean? But I had a lot of examples of what I shouldn't be versus what I should be growing up. So I think I really resonated with that poem. So I would say Lucille Clifton, but also Maya Angelou, because yes. She just got that voice. Like something about that, yes. Like that's a bone chilling, like, ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a poet myself. I fell in love with poetry around like fifth or sixth grade, maybe even fourth grade, earlier than that. And Maya Angelou was the poet that got me into actually writing and, you know, really studying poetry and things like that. And I completely feel you. And I love that you've been able to connect to poetry in that way. And I think everyone should be able to connect to poetry in that way. So thank you for shining the light on poetry as well as, you know, your music. So my next question I have for you is, what kinds of struggles did you have to overcome after deciding you were going to pursue music?
Ooh, Chalet.
Lay it out for us.
Okay. So I graduated out of high school 2020. Like,
wow. So, okay.
Yeah. And I was my mama's first baby to like walk across the stage. So I never got to do that.
Oh,
she
wow.
didn't see none of her babies. Yeah.
Congratulations.
It's real tragic, but also like, ooh, we did it. Especially yeah. in the midst of quite a it was a lot going on, and it's a lot still going on.
Yeah,
but yeah. I would say from that moment forward, because kind of going with what you were saying before, not knowing what path you're going to take, I thought I was going to be a journalist. Actually, isn't this funny?
Okay.
I thought that I was going to go to school for communications. I was going to get a communications degree, and then I started thinking.
Okay.
I was like, is that really what I want to do? Because like I realized the whole point of me going out to the city I was trying to go out to, I was trying to make moves around music
right.
in that scene. So I was
right.
like,
right,
it's given, this is all a facade. So let's just do what we really want to do. I had a discussion with my mom. I was like, Mom, I'm not going to college no more. And she was like, baby, just do whatever you got to do. Just make sure you keep a
yeah.
job. Whatever yep. you gotta do. And as a graduation gift, she actually funded my trip to Baltimore to connect with Tamira Slade.
Wow.
And yeah, I know, mom of the year. Like,
wow.
She really that nigga.
Yes.
Yes. But
period.
When I was out there, I was like, I just realized that like it wasn't a lack of creativity that Tamira and I had, because mm-hmm. Tamira is the executive producer of Chrysalis. If I don't think I said that elaborated, but
that's okay. We're gonna get into it later. I got a question
yeah,
for you on that.
But it wasn't a lack of creativity. It was more so a lack of resources, especially mm-hmm. me being in Cowtown ass Wisconsin. I love it here. I do in some occasions, but I'm gonna just be honest. A lot of my shows, I do not do a lot of shows out here. It's people calling me
okay.
in New York. It's people calling me in Baltimore. It's people calling me, you know.
That
like,
just means global. That just means you global, baby.
Hey,
you know what I mean?
I'll take it.
Yeah.
But also, I'm just like, damn, I can't even get it popping in my hometown. What's wrong? What's going on?
Okay,
y'all don't
want to
put me for real?
I feel
but then
that.
I ended up doing Juneteenth out here, and I was like, okay, it was just all in my head. But I'm a little melodramatic. I'm a Gemini rising. It comes
okay,
with the program.
Okay, yeah, got you.
But
got you.
Yeah, I would say just a lack of resources, a lack of dedicated individuals who are trying to pull the next generation of creatives up.
Yeah.
And also just a lack of support as an independent artist, from people who genuinely want to see you shine and don't want to just, I guess, it's easy to take advantage of independent artists because mm-hmm. we're learning things by ourselves if you do not have a mentor.
Yeah.
So a lot of this shit is just yeah. trial and error. You know what I mean? And people know that.
Yep.
People can smell, they can smell that on you. So
mm-hmm.
you have to be very protective.
<Fresh meat.
laughs> You have to be protective of yourself and your crafts, especially in your creations.
Yeah.
So
absolutely. Yeah. Ever since I've been doing this segment, I've asked that question about what does, support look like in your city, your hometown, or, you know, wherever you're staying at and pursuing music independently. And a lot of the response I get is that I don't get a lot of love where I'm at. I actually get more love going out. And I think it's important for me to continue the segment and continue to highlight that point, because if we not celebrating each other when we're in the same space, like, don't try and celebrate me when I'm already up and stuff. And that's strange behavior. You know, it's like, if you gonna love, love hard, you know, and exactly. Love openly, you know what I mean? So I want to definitely highlight that point and let people know, like, if there's someone, a creative in your city, they asking for some help, support, resources, help them out. You know what I mean? I try the best I can here at Grown Up Podcast, but I'm one person, you know, and we all got to figure out a way to help each other. So definitely put that point out there. So my next question that I have for you is, as I said, I did my research, and now, as you mentioned earlier, Tamira Slade, you managed to catch the eye of award-winning producer and songwriter Tamira Slade. So what has your experience been like working together, and how much of your connection has contributed to your growth as an artist?
First of all, I love Tamira down. She is the most politely aggressive person in the studio that you will ever meet.
Like, I love that.
Especially when it comes to, like, layering vocals and, like, even just technical terms. Because I'm just a girl.
So just trying to make it.
Literally. But Tamira, like, breaks things down in a way, like, when it comes to producing as well. Like, when you're a creative and you enter a studio with Tamira, you leave with more knowledge, more skill set, and just more love than you came with. And I think that is something that is very rare. That's something that I value deeply when I work with her, no matter what it is, even if the shit never come out, and she's going to believe me about that. Even if it never comes out, I know that we were able to, like, get in there, create something, and, like, just have a moment, you know, like, in my head, I go to studios to have a moment and then translate that over to audio. But it gets hard, especially because me and her have a personal relationship. Sometimes when I go into other studio settings, I be thinking it's gonna be like that, and it don't be like that. And it's like, maybe I shouldn't crack a joke with this nigga. I don't think he we're on the same level right now, and that's okay.
Right.
But I know and acknowledge the relationship that I have with her, in the way that we, like, I don't even have to say sometimes, like, she was like, you like this beat? And I'd be like, yeah, okay. And what about it?
Right.
You know? So being able to, like, kind of have that and go back and forth off each other makes the creative process so much easier.
Yeah.
So, and much more fun.
Yeah. Definitely. I think artist producer vibe connection is so important. My brother, he's also an artist, and he connected with someone who is an artist but also producer, and so he produces the music, she's the artist, she does the lyrics, and together, you know, they create magic. And I think producer artist, you create magic, and, you know, that connection that y'all have and the moments that you share is special, and it does translate into your music, and the music that you're putting out now obviously speaks for itself. So I'm very happy to have you on today. So my next question I have for you is, what artists do you take inspiration from now as you're seeing your sound develop?
Oh my God. Okay. Why would you put me on a spot like this? So,
this is the spotlight segment.
Literally. I would say I am learning, like, to just appreciate different things from different genres. So, like, one morning I might feel like Amy Winehouse, which is gonna be,
I love that's some good with Amy Winehouse.
But that's a rough morning. You starting your morning with Amy Winehouse, did you even try? And then there are also mornings when I feel like, you know, an Ari Lennox. So
okay.
it really depends on the vibe, but I will say consistently over time, my home, like, whenever I'm like, I need to get my hair right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I will always go back to listening to Lexi Allige, one of the first mixtapes that Kehlani released. It's After Cloud 19. I can't think of it right now. I'm such a fake fan. But Those two, like, I think really aided in my creative development young, just because of the wordplay. Also, Kehlani's like vocal choice. And then also just like having the roots of, you know, growing up, listening to gospel music, around the house, cause we're cleaning up. Anita Baker, you know, I might feel that's like listening to some Anita Baker. And like, it's just like picking, like, especially like now I'm going back, cause there are a lot of songs that I heard as a child where I was like, that's kind of hit. Mm-hmm. Then now as an adult, like I really appreciate it. I'm like, whoa, like, and I'm like really trying to get into Stevie Wonder's discography, Patrice Rushen's discography. Yeah, a lot of the greats, just a lot of the greats.
Okay, yeah, you gotta keep it eclectic, you know, you gotta keep a variety of music going on, and definitely, of course, it couples with what you grew up listening to and what you're into now in the space in your life. And so I know I'm in a different space in my life, and it's definitely changed many times. And so I feel you. Sometimes I wake up punk rock, and sometimes I wake up gospel. I don't know, it just depends. It's all right, we're figuring it out. So right. So my next question I have for you is, let's talk about your latest singles, FBG Money, which is Fuck Bitches Get Money, for y'all who don't know, and Time Zones. So Fuck Bitches Get Money was released August of last year, and Time Zones was released just a few days ago, actually. So both singles are giving Poet 22 is grown, you know what I mean? That's the vibe. So how do you feel about the direction that your music is heading based on the response that you've gotten from these singles?
First of all, Fuck Bitches Get Money started as a joke in the studio.
Really?
It did.
What?
In the sense of, like, Tamir, like, we love hip hop. I love, like, she loves to joke about my, because if you go back and listen to Chrysalis, it's a whole bunch of boom bap beats. So Tamir likes to joke around with that. And that came on, and, like, she was making that beat. And I was like, Fuck Bitches Get Money. And then she was like, wait. And I'm like, we might have to do something with that. Like, we might have to. That was just a demo. Like, literally, that was just a demo. And then Tamir was like, let me release that. That's hard. I was like, okay. I'll pull the pride flag out for the girls. And that's what I did. And the girls were very
okay. Okay. I would have never known. I would have thought you went through some, or, you know, you was just like, yeah, I'm
no,
in my zone.
No, literally. No, that's, see, and that's, there, I also have an alter ego, according to Tamira.
Okay.
You know, that we love, you know.
Might be getting introduced to the alter ego soon.
Yeah, we'll see.
I mean, that Bitches Get Money, that look like alter ego. That look like Poet 22 alter ego right there.
She goes outside, you know. She has a drink.
Yeah. Sure.
But yeah, so we made that. And Time Zones, I had the pleasure of creating in LA during my trip to LA with another female producer. Her name is Sarah Kawaii. And it's really funny. Those two songs are interlocked because in that session, I finished mixing Fuck Bitches Get Money, and then I went straight to Time Zones, which is so funny to me because I'm like, that's such an energy shift. Like, whoa.
It is.
You're like, Fuck Bitches Get Money, but also, you know, I love this one. So, So that was really funny. I don't know. I think going forward, a lot of my music is just going to be a lot more authentic. And not saying that I wasn't authentic before, but just like authentic in a way that I feel is fully truthful. Because like a lot of the stuff I was like, I'm going through something. But they're like, girl, what are you going through? Like, tell us more.
Right.
So just being able to like fully be vulnerable with myself in order to be vulnerable with the audience, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yes, that totally makes sense. That's crazy because the episode that I just released for this month is called, the first title of it is Authenticity. And that is where I feel like I have not been giving my true self to the podcast as well. And I'm in this space of like, okay, going 4 years in it, like all the doors only open if you're being true to yourself and you're being authentic in what you're doing and what you're creating. And so that episode was really me pouring out and being true and hopefully using that as a stepping stone, you know, to continue that pace. And so I completely understand what you're saying, and you'll find yourself, you'll find your authenticity in your creativeness, and don't worry about it. We enjoying the music that you're putting out right now. Okay.
Thank you.
So I do this one. I'm old school, you know, the millennial thing. It's the generational thing change, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So as of right now, is collaborating with artists, whether mainstream or independent, something that's a main focus for you? Or is it more of the lines of if it happens to be, you know, the opportunity presents itself, then you'll take it?
I mean, I'm always going to have dream collabs. I think I'll always have dream collabs. Like me, Kehlani. But
we can tag her on this.
That's what I'm saying. She's so sick of me though. I've been tagging her on everything. But I would say definitely, obviously I'm always gonna have that Kehlani. And I think I've said this one before too, Smino, which I also had the chance of meeting while I was in LA, and that was interesting. Nice. I'm such an unserious person. It's really bad.
I can feel that energy.
You know what I mean? Because I'm walking.
I can feel it.
Literally. And then I looked over and I was like, to myself, I said, nigga, is that Smino? And then I walk over to him and I'm like, Smino. And I'm like, why am I whispering to Smino right now? This is insane. But he's like, yeah, what's up?
Because he's just like a human like all of us.
That's what I'm saying. But I want to make the black hot. You know what I mean? I want to.
You was trying to come in smooth.
Exactly.
About that.
And then like we had a nice little conversation. I told him what 22 meant. A while ago, the first, like the only time I actually seen him on tour was when he was on tour with Earth Gang. And I got a meet and greet pass for myself because it was like a birthday gift to myself. And he asked me to hold his drink and I spilled it. And again, like I said, I'm such an unserious person. So of course, okay. I was talking to him like, hey, you remember, you were on tour like 5 years ago and, you did meet and greet in Chicago and, I spilled your drink. He was like, yeah. I was like, damn, I was hoping you would have forgotten. Shit. All right. Let's roll with it.
Nope.
All right. Literally. I'm like, I made music more. Isn't that funny? I kind of like that. Yeah, so definitely Kehlani, Smino, and who else? Just I feel like a silly one would be Flo Millie. Just throwing that out there, just because she is who she is, and I like the way that she's animated in her rap verses. So
All right, I feel that. So my next question I have, how has the process been for you as an independent artist figuring out the business side of the music industry?
Again, Samira really is one of the most, you know, like she will put the bad boy smack down on you. But I appreciate that. I needed that. Because I've been my artist like la-di-da-di-da, flowers and daisies and music notes. And that's not lucrative. So
right.
I would say figuring out the business side depends on who you have on your side personally. Because niggas gonna tell you a whole different, well, I don't know, am I supposed to be cousin? But
yes, yeah, you can. Be you. Be
like,
you.
I really feel like niggas will tell you different things depending on what they see for you. You know what I mean? If someone you have to be clear on what you see for you, and that is something that I've continuously run into. Make sure your vision aligns, first and foremost.
Yes.
Before you go into business with anybody.
And
get it down in writing. I know we like to shake hands, you know, Instagram DM, but get that shit down in writing. Signature, timestamp. Because people like to play with your money and your time, and we do not have none of that to waste, especially as independent artists. So
that's right.
Yeah. And then also I just think that it's nice to respect everybody involved in the creation of a project, and you can't do that if you like you worked all this time and now it's not gonna come out because you didn't handle the business side of things. So
Right.
That's just how I see it. Long story short, so it's fair to say.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. So it's fair to say you're still growing and, you know, understanding all the ins and outs of how to represent yourself and as an independent artist, you know, without a record label or something like that, just watching over you. So, okay, that makes sense. I too am independent and only watching myself. So mm-hmm. I get it. We just trying to figure it out. So a couple more questions here, and then I have a surprise for you at the end. So ooh, don't be afraid. Yeah, okay, you like surprises. All right, I like that. All right, so final two questions here for you. What advice do you have for people wanting to do independent music based on your experience from your independent music journey?
Okay, I'm gonna say I'm a very small fish, a very big pond. But I would say,
aren't we all?
Literally, focusing on your craft is important for sure. So vocalists, if you find yourself going flat, get a vocal trainer, get you a vocal coach.
Yeah.
If you feel like you struggle in the studio, you know, get you somebody who's like, start doing the little songwriting, you know, exercises. Just make sure that you put yourself in a position to win wherever you're at. And on top of that, make sure that you are, when you are in these rooms, literally one, go in there, authentically be yourself. Because like you said, if you're not being yourself in these rooms, then people are going to get a false perception of who you are. And then also these connections that you're making are going to be made off of false pretenses and might lead you down the wrong path. And last, I would say, have fun. And when you fuck up or someone else fucks up, it makes you fuck up because they're fuck up. Don't take it personally. don't take it personally. Oh. Literally, you know, keep it pushing, you know, charge that shit to the game. And that's what it is. Yeah.
I love that. That's great, beautiful words spoken, beautiful advice. My last question for you before I surprise you out your seat. What are some goals you have on your list this year with your music?
So I'm planning to release something, not quite an album, not quite a single, somewhere in between.
Okay.
It's in the works, you know. It's in the works. Very excited for the public, the general public, to hear that one. It's very, I will say, it's something. It's something for the girls.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You didn't give us a lot, but you gave us enough to just, you know, you gave us the Where's Waldo puzzle right now, because that was cold. It's not an album, it's not a single, it's somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
And I feel like I know a lot, but I have no idea where that is.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm gonna just meet you there when it drops, because mm-hmm. I'm following you, I'm connected, so I'll know when I know, I guess so, right? You telling us, mm-hmm. we'll know when.
You'll okay, know when you'll all know. Right. Yep.
Got it. All right. Well, that's that, y'all. Make sure you tap in with her. No, I'm just kidding. We still got one more section. All right. I got to throw you in the hot seat. So that's what this
okay.
is. Right? The ending of this Race is a hot myself. Seat. It's quick four questions. First answer that comes to your mind. All right.
Okay.
Favorite artist?
Beyonce.
Okay. Favorite song currently?
Me First, Carrie Foe.
Okay. Favorite food?
Oh, tacos.
You speaking
steak
to
ones.
My soul.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, oh, ooh. Okay. Last question. Favorite memory of your independent journey so far?
Performing at SOBs in New York City and inviting people up on stage and giving them shots for free. And then afterwards, getting my bottle confiscated and told that we almost got a fine because we wasn't supposed to do that. And then also having another secret bottle in the back, so I wasn't even worried about them taking that bottle.
Oh You was out here living. You done turned 22 and out here living.
Yeah,
actually, was, out here just thugging. You in the streets.
Reckless. You wouldn't do it okay. again, but glad I did it once. You know,
you got to try once. You got to mm-hmm. experience just a little bit, not too much. You know, that gets you in trouble. Okay, all right. You have a time, all right. And if y'all want to have a time with Poet 22, tap in with her. As you can see, her IG is scrolling all over the screen. Her links will be in the description. And as we're closing this, Poet 22, if you have any final words you would like to say, any personal shout outs you would like to give, and of course for the people, for the audio people, let them know where they can follow you and check you out.
Shout out to my mama, because she made me a real nigga.
Yeah.
Tamira Slade is actually an angel on earth. Continue yeah. to follow her. She's working on some stuff as well. Very excited for her to release that. And stream time zones, you know, if you are a long distance lover like me, if you be on that FaceTime crying and throwing up, that's for you. You can find me at Poet22 Music on my TikTok, my Instagram, and just about everywhere else on the internet. So yeah.
Yes, yes. Make sure y'all head to the description below. Check out her links so you can follow her, tap in with her music, and finally, you can head to grownuppodcast.info, where I have a Spotify playlist of all the Now artists that have been gracing this segment, and her music will be added. So you can go ahead and tap in to that playlist and go ahead and get your Natural in the Wave Spotlight artist tap in up and on there. Okay. All right. So thank you so much, Poet 22, once again,
thank
for
you.
Joining me here on the Grown Up Podcast and the Natural on the Wave segment. I appreciate it. And of course, if you want to come back, please. Are we going to lock this down now?
Between, you know, the not album and the not single, we'll figure it out.
Y'all heard it here, folks. Between that, once I figure it out, we gonna figure it out. All right. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Make sure y'all tap in. It's Grown Up Podcast. It's the Natural on the Wave segment. Stay safe and be kind out there. All right. We out of here. All right, family, and that's a wrap for this month's Now Spotlight Artist interview. Again, thank y'all so much for joining me. Make sure you head to the description below to check out Poet 22, follow her, and check out her music. Now, one thing I did mess up on, and I'm going to have to correct from here on out, is I have recently updated my website, and I now have two websites. So the Now Spotify artist playlist is actually on the new website, which is derekhollandbusiness.com. So if you want to check out the music from the Now artists that have been featured on the segment, you can head to derekhollandbusiness.com and check that out on the podcast tab. And of course, I will have that link in the description below for you to click that, check out the new website. And you can still head to grownuppodcast.info, all the links up there for you guys to click right away and make it easy for you to tap in with the Grown Up Podcast and share the Grown Up Podcast, okay? Whatever streaming link, podcast, streaming player that they play their podcasts on, I promise you, I have the link up there on grownuppodcast.info, okay? So I appreciate y'all again. Make sure y'all stay safe and be kind. I'll see y'all for next month's episode and a new Spotlight artist, all right? Let's go.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.